Good day, friends. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in a new series of broadcasts on this station today. We are simply entitling this series, The Born Again Series. Perhaps there are questions that are asked by people all over the country in this present day about what it means to be born again. We're aware of the fact that Jesus said in John the 3rd chapter in talking to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom." This then becomes a vital subject if one is to be born again. And Jesus went on to say that it must be a birth of both water and spirit. I'd like to give you a dimension on the broadcast this morning that must be considered when we talk about the subject of the new birth. From 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 23, we have an interesting account. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever." He then gives us a reason why it must be an incorruptible seed, and why we could not be born again of a corruptible seed. Listen to verses 24 and 25 of that same first chapter of 1 Peter. "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth and passeth away, or falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." I believe Peter is telling us here that it must be a spiritual birth. Nicodemus, of course, was stymied, we might say, when he talked to Christ, with Christ saying, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom." Nicodemus had come from the Sanhedrin of the Jewish people. He came by night, and some have considered that it was because he wanted to be secret. I really have never decided in my mind why he came by night. This thing apparently had been discussed in the Sanhedrin, for when he came and talked to Jesus, he said, "We know." Now, he didn't say, "I know." He said, "We know," which includes more than Nicodemus had been considered in this matter. So I'm led to believe that it was the entire Sanhedrin who recognized the fact that this man from Galilee was an outstanding teacher. He said, "We know you're a man come from God, because no one could do these miracles that you're doing except God be with him." I want to deal in this series with the new birth from a little bit different standpoint than we often hear it. I'm led to believe that in the 5th verse, Jesus said, that's John, the 3rd chapter in the 5th verse, that the new birth was comprised of a birth of both water and spirit. And often when the subject is approached from this standpoint, there is a very viable discussion on just what the water and the spirit means. But I'm led to believe in this series that if we look at the actual accounts of where people were converted to Christ, where people actually obeyed the gospel of Christ, then we're going to have a conclusion in our mind that this truly must be the case of the new birth. And so I say to you on the broadcast today that we ask you to follow us in this series. We're going to be presenting, the Lord willing, including this lesson today, 8 lessons that are based wholly upon what the Word of God teaches. At the end of this series, I am sure that you will know what the Bible has to offer regarding the new birth. I'd like to say before we go farther in the opening of this series that if you haven't been born again, or if you have a question in your mind whether you have really been born again or not, that you listen intently. We appreciate many of our listeners who tell us from time to time across the country that they keep a pad of paper with their Bible by their radio, and they jot down the passages of Scripture that are given so they may study it at their leisure. Now, this is very important. Perhaps you're not in a position where you can do that. At any time, if you want an outline, or if you want a passage of Scripture that we have presented on the program that you didn't get, just feel free to address a card or letter to the station to which you're listening, or to the congregation that brings you this broadcast on that station, and we'll be sure to see that you get that material. You see, this broadcast is never a substitution for church attendance, but it is always that which is a spiritual assistant to help you and your family come to know the Word of God more completely. This doesn't mean that we have all the answers. This doesn't mean that we have full knowledge of what the Bible teaches, but we have confidence the Bible has the answer. The question of what it means to be born again is answered by the Word of God. That's why I went to the first chapter of 1 Peter this morning. Because in the first chapter of 1 Peter, we point out very definitely that the new birth is not a physical birth, but it's a spiritual birth. It's not of corruptible seed, but it's of incorruptible seed by the Word of God, or that which is based in the Word of God. Again, before I get into the main part of this, I'd like to remind you that since he does say in that same accounting that it is not of the flesh, because the flesh is as grass, it passeth away, but it is of the Spirit teaching, because that is the very thing that will endure forever. As you listen on the broadcast today, you may have a copy of your Bible handy. Follow us in this broadcast. But as you look at that copy of the Bible now, if you have it there, realize that here is spirit and truth. It's a teaching that certainly is embraced from one end of the country to the other, one end of the world to the other, of people who really believe the gospel of Christ to be true. The Apostle Peter made a very formidable statement in 2 Peter 1 and 3, and you might check that scripture out at the close of the broadcast today. 2 Peter 1 and 3. The book says, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." I would understand the divine power to be the Spirit of God here. It has provided everything that we'll ever need to know to become a Christian and to live the Christian life, to truly make heaven our eternal home. So let's see how this harmonizes with the rest of the Bible. We understand that before Christ went to heaven, after his resurrection, but before his ascension, in Luke 24 and 49, he simply told his apostles to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you shall be endued with power from on high. This they did. I believe it can be considered by most Bible students that there was at least 10 days, which would be a week and a half, after Christ ascended before the Holy Spirit came. The word Pentecost means 50, and it was the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. We understand from the first chapter of Acts that Jesus had been with his disciples and apostles for a period of 40 days before he ascended to the right hand of the Father. He had told these apostles during that period of time to wait or to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until he should be endued with power from on high. We understand when that power came, it brought, as 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, everything that would pertain unto life and godliness. In the second chapter of Acts, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the chapter opens by telling us that the apostles were assembled together in one place, and there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind that filled the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven, that would be divided or forked, tongues, like as a fire. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they began to speak with different languages or in different tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, they were to carry the gospel to the entire world. So these men who were from Galilee, who had not received the education in the temple schools, would not have been able to have talked in all the dialects or all the languages of where the gospel was to be taken. But the Holy Spirit made this possible. And this brings up a subject that I want you to consider as we go along in this series. You see, the apostles had been with Jesus day after day during his personal ministry. They had heard his teaching. They had seen his miracles. They had seen the opposition. They realized that he died upon the cross. They knew he was buried. They knew where the tomb was. And they knew that he resurrected from the dead. They also were with him in that period of 40 days that we alluded to earlier, and then they saw him go to heaven. And when you read that in the first chapter of Acts, you'll find that the men in white apparel, as Jesus went into the clouds, simply said to his disciples and apostles, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that is taken up from you to heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. That's Acts 1 and 11. They went back to Jerusalem. That Holy Spirit came, the divine power of God. It provided them everything that pertained unto life and godliness. You see, before that time, they could not have told the complete story of Jesus. They could have told about his death, his burial, his resurrection. They could have told about his wonderful works. But I've often said, friends, and I say again today on the broadcast, that you can't obey the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. When you are born again, you have apparently depicted what the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ means in your obedience. But you can't obey it. But you can obey the gospel of Christ. In the 6th chapter of Romans, in verses 17 and 18, a key passage. Both of these are key passages. Paul mentions, God be thanked, though you were the servants of sin, you have obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. You see, this doctrine or teaching of the Holy Spirit first came to the apostles, and then they announced it to men and women who were in sin. Now, the people at Pentecost, as we have recorded in the 2nd chapter of Acts, were guilty of murder. Peter said in that sermon, as he brought it to the climax in verse 36, "The same Jesus that you have crucified, God hath made both Lord and Christ." You see, this was a message of salvation. This was a teaching that was showing the people how they could be born again, how they could be born of the water and the Spirit. Peter began that sermon in verse 14 of that 2nd chapter of Acts. He was answering first the charge that the apostles were drunken. He said, that can't be so. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, the third hour of the day. He then told them that the thing that had taken place, they had thought that there was drunkenness involved. But the thing that had taken place was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, of which Joel wrote in chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. And then you see he went on to explain to them what had been prophesied by David 1,000 years before it came to pass. David's sepulcher was nearby, and Peter referred to that. But the principal thing was that this one, as the Messiah, had died. His soul was not left in Hades or hell, but it was brought back. He talked about the resurrection. And then he brought that sermon to its climax when these people were under conviction by saying, the same Jesus that you have crucified, God hath made both Lord and Christ. Now this was the preaching of the gospel. They cried out to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? You see, you may not be guilty of murder as we talk to you today, but we've all sinned. If you haven't been born again, or if you're wondering if you have been born again, keep in mind that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, as Paul said in Romans 3:23. Now the answer that's going to be given is to the question, what must I do to be saved? And Peter said in Acts 2:38 that is a passage that ought to be committed to memory. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. These people glad to receive the word, obeying from their heart the truth, as Acts 2:41 says. They received it and they were baptized. We leave this with you. Be with us next week as we continue on with the Born Again series.